We've gathered together in these days.
我们这几天聚集在主的面前。
To meditate on the tabernacle.
我们一起来思想会幕这件事情。
And it turns out that the Lord is giving us a feast together.
主为我们预备了这么大的一个宴席。
As if it were the feast of tabernacles.
好像我们就在这个会幕里面有一个大的宴席。
Our brother Wang showed us from the Old Testament tabernacle the cross that marks its definition.
早上王弟兄把旧约的这一个会幕的图画让我们看到这里有一个十字架的启示。
Our brother Ping showed us the different furnishings this afternoon of the tabernacle and how they all speak of Christ.
下午彭弟兄又把这一个会幕中的这些器皿家具 把基督的荣美显给我们看。
We gather together to fellowship on this matter of the tabernacle.
所以我们是聚集在一起来交通这个会幕的真理的启示。
The very principle behind the tabernacle was for God to have fellowship together with us.
这个启示的基本的原则乃是神要告诉我们他要在这一个原则上与我们交通。
We want to read some scriptures tonight regarding the true tabernacle, which is in heaven.
今天晚上呢,我们要来看一些圣经节,讲到天上的真帐幕。
We want to read from chapter 7 tonight.
今天晚上我们要看的是第七章希伯来书。
The verses of scripture that precede our topic in chapter 8.
那这几节圣经是在我们昨天晚上的第八章之前的几节。
Hebrews chapter 7.
第七章,
beginning in verse 23.
我们要从23节开始。
The former priests, on the one hand, existed in great numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing, but Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently.
23节，那些成为祭司的数目本来多。 是因为有死阻隔不能长久，这一位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。Therefore,
he is able also to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着。
For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily like those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
像这样圣洁无瑕无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司原是与我们合宜的他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全了。For
the law appoints men as high priests who are weak. But the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son made perfect forever.
律法不是本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。Now
the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest. Who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man.
我们所讲的是，其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所，就是真帐幕里，做执事。 这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
And then let's turn to chapter 9, beginning in verse 11.
第9章第11节,
11 through 14.
11到14节,
But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
但现在,基督已经来到,做了将来美事的大祭司, 经过那更大更全备的帐幕,不是人手所造,也不是属乎这世界的, 并不是用山羊和牛犊的血, 乃是用自己的血, 只一次进入圣所, 成了永远赎罪的事。
For if the blood of goats and bulls, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
若山羊和公牛的血,并且母牛犊的灰, 撒在不洁的人身上,尚且叫人成圣,身体洁净, 何况,基督借着永远的灵,将自己无瑕无疵献给神, 他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心, 除去你们的死刑, 使你们侍奉那永生神吗?
Let's go down to verse 23.
我们再到23节。
Therefore it was necessary for the copies of the things in the heavens to be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
那照着天上样式做的物件必须用这些祭物去洁净,但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor was it that he would offer himself often as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own.
因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影子，乃是进了天堂。
Otherwise he, which is referring to our Lord Jesus, otherwise he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
如果这样,他从创世以来就必多次受苦了,但如今在这末世显现一次,把自己献为祭,好除掉罪恶,按着定命,人人都有一死,死后且有审判。
And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly wait for him.
像这样,基督既然一次被献,担当了多人的罪,将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现,并且与罪无关,乃是为拯救他们。
And then one more passage in chapter 10, beginning in verse 11.
我们再读一节,就是第十章的十一节。
Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all times, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting for that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
我们要读的是十章十一节到十四节。 祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他祭十四节，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们是奉着你的儿子那位大祭司的名来到主的面前。
And we would ask that you would open our eyes tonight to see that we have such a high priest.
我们求你开我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够真的看见我们有这样一位大祭司。
He is glorious. He is excellent in every way.
他不但是荣耀的，而且在各方面都是最好的。
And he is your servant and your son.
他是你的仆人，同时也是你的儿子。
We stand in awe as we hear of him ministering in the true tabernacle.
当我们看见他在真帐幕里这样侍奉的时候，我们实在带着一个敬畏的心。
And we desire to live in the good of all he has accomplished.
我们真是愿意照着他所完成的，好好的活在你的面前。
Open our eyes to see.
求你开我们的眼睛看见。
And from the heavenlies.
从天上。
Burn brightly the lampstand in our midst.
把你自己的光，你那个这个金灯台的光，这样照亮在我们灵的深处。
Revive thy work.
求你复兴你的作为。
Recover thy earthly tabernacle.
来恢复你在地上的见证。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.The Lord is recovering this tabernacle upon earth.
主在做一个恢复在地上他的帐幕的工作。
Because he desires to fellowship with man even upon this earth.
他愿意在这个地上能够与我们同住。
To tabernacle among men is a great concession on God's part.
他要在人的中间支搭帐幕，对神来讲是一个很大的降杯。
As our brother shared this morning, the Lord wants to fellowship with us.
今天早上我们的弟兄告诉我们，神愿意与我们交通。
But we cannot bear his presence.
但是我们受不了他的同在。
And so he must provide some place of a covering.
所以神就必须先有一个预备，能够让我们在那个遮盖的底下来完成。
Indeed, he must, in a sense, hide himself to some measure.
意思就是说，在某种程度上，神要把他自己隐藏起来。
And then provide a very careful way that we could enter in and fellowship.
然后让我们能够在一个神设计的这一条道路上，我们能够有一个可能跟他一起交通。
And so through the years when the children of Israel went through the wilderness, the tabernacle was always in the center.
所以在那一个四十年旷野的道路里头，你会发现神的帐幕一直是在他们整个旅程的中心。
They could see the fire, they could see the cloud.
他们可以看到云柱，也可以看到火柱。
They knew his presence was there.
所以这些人知道神的同在在那里。
But they were fearful to enter in.
但是他们害怕，不敢来到神的面前。
Now the writer's burden is for Jewish believers.
在这个作者他有一个心愿，要把这些犹太人这些相信主的人。
These dear saints have been saved.
这些犹太人得救了。
They know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, as their Messiah.
他们承认耶稣基督是他们的救主，也是他们的弥赛亚。
But at a point of crisis, they were afraid to enter in.
但是来到一个危机时刻的时候，你就会发现他们害怕能够进入这个神的面前。
And they were hindered from entering into the Holy of Holies.With their great high priest, because they were still holding on to outward things.
他们不太敢靠着这个大祭司来到这个至圣所，因为他们很多以前的这些事情还是他们的包袱。
They still were confused and trusting in their temple and trusting in the law and trusting in the Levitical priesthood.
因为他们有很深的这个背景，对这个圣殿，对他们的律法，对这些利未人的这种侍奉的规矩，是他们一个很长久历史的一个传统。
But now all of those external things were being shaken.
但是这一切外表的正在被神很强烈的震动。
And what was necessary?
为什么呢？
Faith.
因为神要教导他们信心。
Faith that sees the unseen reality.
乃是像希伯来书所说的，借着信心能看见所看不见。
The writer bids these people look away to Jesus.
所以这个作者在他的书信里面告诉我们要望断基于基督。
There he is in the Holy of Holies.
告诉我们他就在那一个至圣所里。
Draw nigh to him.
我们应该靠近他。
Let go of these outward things.
这些外表的这些东西都要把它放下。
You know, when I taught my children, my boys, how to ride a bicycle,
当我记得我教这个我的孩子怎么样骑脚踏车的时候，
all you dads know the moment.
你做做爸爸你就知道了。
I'm running along with my son as fast as he can pedal.
你陪着儿子跑啊，他在那边踩这个脚踏车。
But he has to let go of my arm before he finds he can ride a bicycle.
但是他真正要会骑脚踏车，他必须要放手，把爸爸抓着他的手能够放掉，他才能够学脚踏车。
The little girl who's learning how to swim.
那个小女孩要学游泳。
She's got to lift her foot up off the ground.
她的脚一定要离开那个地面。
And discover that she can swim.
然后她发现她可以飘起来，可以游泳。
And so these Christians had to come to a faith in the unseen.
所以基督徒要学习在那个看不见的事情靠着信心来往前走。
And so the writer listed many of the old covenant people who saw something unseen.
所以在这一本书的里头，作者就让我们看到那些在旧约中的人已经看见那个看不见的。
And that became the basis of their life and their hope.
这些见证就变成这些人他们的一生，他们的盼望。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这本书就告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底，又是未见之事的确据。
Now this experience for these people was much more crucial than riding a bicycle or swimming.
当然这里所说的每一件事情是这样的重要，比我刚刚讲的例子，不管游泳也好，骑脚踏车也好，那重要不知道多少倍。
Their whole outward economy was about to be thrown into disarray by the Roman army.
因为他们要面对的将来就是要神要用罗马的部队来把这一切所有犹太人的传统全部砸碎。
And so the writer says, now the main point is this.
所以这个作者呢是说，这个重要的事情那个点在这里。
We have such a high priest.
我们已经有了这一位大祭司。
Who has gone through the heavens and taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of majesty.
他已经升到高天，坐在至大者宝座的右边。
A minister in the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched in that man.
他在这个真帐幕里进他的执事，这个帐幕不是人所造的，乃是神所造的。
As we've gathered together for these days,
这几天我们聚集在这里。
My burden is to share this truth.
我里面的负担就是要把这个点带出来。
How is this word that was spoken to Jewish believers relevant to us?
这个本来这封信是写给犹太人的，能够今天被我们其他的外邦人也能够有意义呢？
The Spirit of God is trying to press us on to maturity and perfection.
这本书要告诉我们，神有一个信息，有一个盼望要把我们离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
But our temptation is often to put our trust in outward things.
我们所共同的难处就是我们容易把我们的信心放在这些外表上看得见摸得到的东西。
Now this may sound incredible.
说起来好像不可想象。
But there's many Christians who put a lot of trust in the building that they have to meet in.
今天有很多的人把我们的信心就建立在我们聚会的那个美丽的建筑物上。
Now the enemy can snatch away that building and destroy it in a moment.
仇敌可以在任何的时间把那个建筑物毁了。
And people are brought to a sudden crisis.
人可以来到一下来到一个大的危机当中。
They realize once again they're pilgrims in this world and there is no abiding home.
所以他们就会发现，当他们来到这个危机时刻的时候，他们就发现地上没有任何东西可以他们抓住成为一个家，可以他们永远住在那里。
Some of us are trusting in the servant of God. Some of us are trusting in our organization. Some of us are trusting in our various programs.
有的人把信心放在人的身上，有的人把信心放在组织的上面，放在任何的这些外表的东西的上面。
All these things pass away.
但是你有一天你要发现这一切都要过去。
But that which is done in the true tabernacle,
但是那一个在真帐幕里的
by the ministry of our faithful high priest,
是借着这一位可信靠的大祭司的手做的
these things will last.
那一些是永远长存的。
And as we come together, we want to build this tabernacle even on earth with wisdom.
所以今天我们站在这里，我们需要有一个智慧，能够在地上建，按照这个原则来建立神所要的。
But the only way we can build with wisdom is if we see and believe in unseen things.
今天我们能够真正达到这个目标，乃是我们能够从神得着这样的智慧与这样的。信心能够看见那个看不见的部分。
If we would build the church, we cannot base this building on outward patterns, shadows, or copies.
所以今天我们所谓要建立主的教会，我们不能够根据于一个所谓的模式、所谓的方法、所谓的传统来做。
If it's going to correspond with something that the Lord can dwell in,It must be a copy of the true tabernacle.
所以今天如果有什么在地上神能够居住在那里的，这个必须是根据于那一个天上真帐幕来做的。
Now in our day, we have many who talk about building the church according to the New Testament pattern.
你在这些日子能够听到有一些人喜欢这样说，我们今天要按照新约的样式来造神的教会。
It is fashionable today in many of God's people to no longer talk about apostles, but call them instead church planters.
今天我们可能不用使徒这样的一个圣经中的名词，我们今天用的是现代语，这个现代语就是教会的栽种者。
And they're all planting according to the New Testament pattern.
那这些栽种者呢，都是按照所谓的新约的蓝图来做的。
There are books being written.
有这样的书写出来。
How to build the church according to the New Testament pattern.
如何建造一个教会按照新约的模式。
Now actually some of these books don't talk of the New Testament pattern. They just destroy every pattern that exists.
其实你去看这些书的话，它其实不是什么如何建造，他乃是把现有的所有都拆毁。
Until there's no tent left.
拆到一个地步，连个帐篷都没有了。
For me, I was very greatly helped when, while I was preparing for ministry, somebody gave me a copy of Concerning Our Mission by Brother Nee.
对我个人来讲，有一次有一个弟兄在我早年的时候给我一本书，是倪弟兄写的，就是关于就是工作的在世。
I happened to be taking a course at that time in the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul.
那个时候我在学校好像读一个课叫做保罗的执事他的一生。
I had a very dignified Baptist professor.
那个时候在学校里有这一位非常很不错的一个浸信会的牧师。
So,
教授
I was so excited about the book that I asked him in class some questions regarding this concerning our mission.
那么我就在那个课堂上就拿这本书作为我问问题的这个题目。
I said, have you read this book? This is amazing. Look, there's apostles and prophets. He says, there's no apostles.
说我就说这里面说到 在教会里面有使徒有先知等等，那这个老师就说现在已经没有使徒了。
And I said, well, look, according to this church, it's showing in the scriptures that you just don't have a one man pastor in the churches. He says, no, that's wrong.
所以按照这本书不是只有一个使徒，应该有好多使徒，没有，这是错的。
He says, you know those angels in the book of Revelation in each church? That's the pastor.
那在启示录里面七封信里面那个每一个使者，他说那个使者就是牧师。
Well, in the end, I believed concerning our mission, and I didn't believe our professor.
所以最后我是相信这本我得到的这本书，我不相信那个老师所说的。
This is such a tremendous book.
这本书的确是一个很重要的、很好的书。
It's so helpful to see how the Lord moves as you go out, and the Lord begins to build His church.
所以你可以看得出来，神的灵在《使徒行传》里面怎么样来建造他的教会。
But when you read the introduction.
你去读那个前言的时候。
Now, have you read the introduction?
你有没有读他的前言？
Now, or have you read the book?
你这本书念过吗？
People don't read books anymore, huh?
现在已经没有人读书了。
Well, if you read the introduction, Brother Nee says, don't use this as a handbook or a blueprint.
在他的前言里面，倪弟兄说很清楚，你不要把这本书当作一个手册，或者当作一个建造教会的蓝图。
He says, I pray this will help co-workers who are serious about building God's church.
我只是想这本书帮助一些愿意在主的工作上侍奉的人的一个参考而已。
Now, brothers and sisters, I know that it's caught your attention that in the whole New Testament, there is no pattern of the church.
所以你如果好好读新约的时候，你就会你可以发现在新约里面你找不到像旧约这样的一个蓝图。
You'd think if God wanted us to know, do this, do that, you have this, you don't have that, He would spell it all out in 3 Corinthians.
我们如果想要读，照着我们想象的来建教会的话，神应该写一本书叫做《哥林多三书》，那里面写告诉你教会要一二三四这个步骤来建造。
But there's no pattern.
但是圣经里面你找不到这样的模式。
And yet through the New Testament, you can see Jesus tabernacled among his people in many places.
但是你到圣经里面倒是看到，你可以实际的看见主耶稣基督在各地像支搭帐幕住在他们中间。
Now, you know, the day after the day of Pentecost,
你可以看到在五旬节之后，
those 3,000 new Christians, they didn't have a conference on the tabernacle.
那一天有三千人聚集在耶路撒冷，但是他们那天并没有开一个课叫做如何支搭帐幕。
But what did they know?
但是他们知道什么呢？
The Lord's name was there.
主的名在他们中间。
The Lord's presence was there.
主的同在在他们当中。
The Lord's voice was there.
主的话在他们中间。
It was the living tabernacle.
那一个才是真正的活的。
The Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Christians, and He had created a living tabernacle with the Lord in the midst.
神的灵从天上浇灌下来，主活生生的显在他们中间。
You see, there's no blueprint.
那里并不是因为有一个蓝图。
But when the Lord is the head of His church, and when He is sitting on His throne in the Holy of Holies,There's a lot of life among God's people.
当你真正的看见主是这一群人的头，他设立他的宝座在他的至圣所，你就会发现每一个都是活的。
And so as we talk about this matter of the tabernacle, we want to start again by this passage's warning to us.
所以我们要来一同思想这个帐幕这件事情的时候，你要注意这里面的警告。
If we try to construct the tabernacle according to a pattern, a human copy, some denominational strategy, we will ultimately fail.
这个警告乃是说，如果我们要造一个帐幕，却是按着一个人的传统、一个想象或者一个宗派的一个做法，你就会发现我们一定失败。
Now, why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢？
Because the church is a reflexive reality when the Lord Jesus' life is in the midst.
教会是一个属灵实际的反射，这个反射乃是根据主在这一群人当中是一个真实的同在。
Okay, I didn't put that well. Let's try it again.
我让我再试一次。
The Lord is like the sun. The church is like the moon.
我们的主好像太阳，教会好像月亮。
The moon reflects the glory of the sun.
月亮乃是反射太阳光的荣耀。
The church is a tabernacle.
教会是那个帐幕。
But it's the Lord's life that is its life.
而是主的生命就是这个帐幕的生命。
And the problem is,
问题在这里。
When we set our attention and concentrate on the church, the earth eclipses the sun.
所以当我们的注意力是在那个教会，也就是当我们的注意力是看月亮的时候，其实你就带下的是一个日月食，你把那个阴影照盖起来了。
When men get a hold of this tabernacle, they have a genius for adding things to it and changing things of it.
我们把我们的注意力放在这个帐幕的时候，人就有自己的想象，自己的聪明，要把它加进去，人的手就伸进去，那这样整个的事情就变质了。
Take Herod's temple as an example.
举一个例子，希律所建的这个圣殿。
Now, humanly speaking, there was no more glorious temple than Herod's temple.
以人的角度来说，希律所修的这一个圣殿可以说是在地上最美丽的一个圣殿。
Solomon's temple does not compare.
所罗门所建的那个圣殿比不上这个圣殿。
Herod added all kinds of gold ornaments.
希律美化这一个圣殿，那把各式样最美的东西都放在那里了。
He added extra doors and rooms. He added huge candles and all kinds of things.
他在那个里面加了很多的柱子，很多的金子，放的美轮美奂，看起来非常漂亮。
Herod said, I'm going to build the greatest temple.
那希律就拍着他的胸脯说，我要建造最棒的大圣殿给神。
And even Jesus' disciples said, Wow, look how beautiful the temple is.
所以连门徒都很看到那个美丽的圣殿，都很敬赞叹的说，啊，看这伟大的圣殿。
I have one question.
我就有一个问题。
Did the glory of God ever come down on Herod's temple?
神的荣耀哪次曾经临到这一个希律所建的圣殿吗？
No,
没有。
Man's additions, man's complications, the Lord does not come down.
人所做出来的这些认为很美的东西，加进去的这些人为的东西，神从来没有把他自己的荣耀降临在其中。
Now today, the Lord wants one tabernacle.
今天我们的神要得着一个真帐幕。
I know it's hard for us to grasp this fact, but he's recovering one tabernacle on this whole earth.
所以我们的主他要在这个地上建立一个真帐幕。
Our assemblies, if we are before the Lord in the right kind of way, can be a testimony of this tabernacle on earth where Jesus can be seen.
如果神要在地上有一个见证，真的能够让世人看见耶稣基督。
Now it's true. If you gather people in a tabernacle and you are as true to the scriptures as you understand,
是当我们聚集的时候，我们愿意对着神的真理真实。
And if those leaders have a Christ-like character,
如果那些领袖们有像基督一样的性格，
There's no doubt that the Lord blesses his people.
那当然主一定祝福他的百姓。
Now I think all of you know,in your community, some churches where there are godly men who preach the word of God.
所以你们在所在的地方，你知道有一些神敬畏神的人
，and people who truly love the Lord，
他们真的爱主
，and they are blessed，
他们被神祝福
，and they see some light，
他们看见一些亮光
，and they bear fruit，
他们也有一些果子。
We know that this is true，
我们知道这是真的。
The Lord loves all His people，
因为神爱他所有的百姓。
But still, He looks for a tabernacle in which He can be at home。
但是主要找到一个真帐幕，他能够住在他们中间。
In His true tabernacle in heaven, He is at home。
在那个天上的真帐幕，他可以住在那里。
There's the canopy of glory and the atmosphere of holiness。
在那一个真帐幕，你可以看到有这个荣耀作为遮盖。
And there's light.
在那里有神的光。
Sometimes the Lord in His mercy brings revival to His people.
在神的怜悯中，神常常带下复兴在他的子民中间。
In the church, by His mercy, He lightens the lampstand. And we see where we are. And we repent. And the Lord brings refreshing and revival to His church.
在地上神常常在这些金灯台中间把那个光点起来让我们看见了我们的黑暗我们就在神的面前悔改
And history bears record that God brings such revival to His people out of mercy
所以你看教会的历史神的的确确在历史中曾经多次的做这样的见证
But inevitably when the revival begins to fade if there are human structures in that churchIt hinders God's purpose in that place.
但是你读这些教会的历史，你会发现，当人的手在那里面做工的时候，这个神的同在慢慢慢慢就从里面消失。
And so we want to come again to the main point in Hebrews chapter 8.
所以我们就来到第八章这个重点上，这个。首要第一要紧的是
The only way we can dwell together in a reality that corresponds to heaven is by the ministry of our great high priest.
这个点他强调的就是说在天上我们的主耶稣这个大祭司是坐在至大者宝座的右边。
As we read these scriptures tonight,
我们今天所读的这些经节
time and time again it was reinforced, the Lord once and for all,has made the perfect sacrifice for us as His tabernacle.
我们读的这些不同的章节里头都要有一个相同点就是我们的主一次献上就完成了这个救赎。
And of course he was speaking to these Jewish believers.
当然他写信的时候是针对那些犹太人的基督徒。
He was trying to show them that Jesus, by His one sacrifice, had removed all their sins.
在这一次的献上里面把我们所有的罪的问题都解决了
They had two problems
他们有两个问题
Their conscience
第一个是他们的良心
They felt guilty
他们常常觉得有罪
You know, we know here in the United States if you're raised by a Jewish mother you'll have a guilty conscience
在美国如果你的母亲是一个犹太人的你的妈妈是犹太人的话你常常就有一个有罪的良心
I don't know if that's true of Chinese mothers
不知道我们中国人的妈妈是怎么样的
But these Jewish Christians couldn't go into the Holy of Holies with Jesus because of a guilty conscience.
这些犹太人的基督徒就没有办法来到神的至圣所因为他良心上总是有控告
But we read in chapter 9 of Hebrews in verse 14
在第九章的第十四节
How much more will the blood of Christ who through the eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to GodCleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心或者良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗
？Now they knew they were Christians.
他们知道自己是基督徒。
But what happens when you sin again?
但是如果你又犯罪了呢？
And so, again, we're brought to look at this work of our high priest in chapter 9, verse 26.
在同样第九章的二十六节
Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Now that's his finished work.
这是神做好的工作。
Now he's put away sin.
他把罪完全解决。
It's under the blood.
在血的底下被遮盖。
You confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
如果我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要洗净我们的一切的过犯。
Now all of us, brothers and sisters, we need to be clear about the absolute perfection of this finished work.
每一位弟兄姊妹都应该清清楚楚地知道，主耶稣这一次的救赎是完全的救赎。
If there is any kind of loophole in your life of doubt about these things, the enemy will get in there and corrode your standing before the Lord.
所以如果在我们的这一个认识里面有任何的漏洞，你就会发现魔鬼就要钻这个漏洞进来，把我们整个的信心搞垮。
So you could imagine for the Jews, when the times were tough, they began to think, well, maybe I should make an offering to God.
所以每一次当犹太人来到一些危机的时候，他们自然而然就想一些，我们应该做一点什么，献一点祭给神，这样的我们就可以得平安了。
The writer said, no, no, look away unto Jesus.He's the author and the finisher of your faith.
那这个作者就说，千万不能这样子来看，必须把我们的眼睛注目在这一位耶稣基督的身上，他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
But that's not the main point that the writer is presenting to these Christians.
讲了这么多，但是这不是他的重点所在。
His burden is for the Christians to go on to perfection.
他的重点乃是要基督徒朝着那个完全的地步去奋斗。
It's important for them to see how this road of sanctification works out in their lives.
要让他们真的能够看见神带我们走的这一条成圣的路是怎么样走出来的。
We read there in chapter 10, verse 14.
第十章第十四节
For by one offering he has perfected for all times those who are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
And when we go back to chapter 7,
我们再回到刚刚我们念的第七章
What does the writer say?
这个作者怎么说的？
It says that Jesus is able to save to the uttermost.Those who come to him.
这里说到主可以救他们到底，凡来到他面前的人。
To save to the uttermost.
在二十五节。
The intercession of Jesus saves us to the uttermost.
这位长远为我们祷告的这位主，要把我们拯救到底。
Now, this has personal application, of course.
当然这是有我们个人的运用。
But we want to make a corporate application as it applies to the house of God, this tabernacle.
但是我现在要强调的还是这个整一个团体的见证。
The starting position all the time for us as Christians is to start with that which is finished.And go from there.
今天每一个基督徒的开始必须要建立在神已经完成的这个事实上从那里开始。
You understand what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗?
How do we work out our salvation?
我们怎么能够把这个救恩活出来呢?
What's our starting point?
我们的起点是什么?
We must start with this. We're already perfectly saved.
这个起点乃是你要深深的知道耶稣基督已经完全的拯救了我们。
Now work out your salvation.
然后从这个点把这个救恩活出来。
Or Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, crucify the deeds of the flesh.
加拉太书的第五章保罗这样说要把你们的肉体 致死。
How can we crucify the deeds of the flesh?
怎么样能够把肉体的死刑
We have to start at Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Then I can crucify the deeds of the flesh.
那你的起点就是他加拉太书的第二章26节所说的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，这个是我们的起点，然后我们才能够致死我们的肉身肉体。
Now when it comes to spiritual warfare,
我们来到属灵的征战,
do we just start wrestling with principalities and power?
我们是不是就直接面对这一个看不见的世界来跟他摔跤呢?
No, we have to start from the top of the hill of victory and work our way to the victory in that spiritual conflict.
不对, 我们还是要从那个山顶上耶稣的得胜那个事实开始才行。
And so we come to this matter. How are we going to build this tabernacle in a way that's pleasing to God?
所以同样的道理，今天我们要看见神的帐幕在地上能够建立起来的话，我们应该怎么办呢？
We've got to start with the realization that the tabernacle is already perfected in heaven.
那这个起点就是我们必须看见在天上这个真帐幕是一个完整的。
We cannot build something here on earth unless we see that it's done already.
所以我们在地上没有办法建任何的主的见证，除非我们看见天上那个已经完成了。
When you look around at the church today, would you ever say, oh, it's done, yeah, it's done.
今天你看到地上任何一个教会，你能够说这一切都已经成功了吗？
Well, don't start by looking at your brothers and sisters.
你不要从你弟兄姊妹的眼中来看。Let's
start with a fact.
让我们从一个事实来看。Our
Lord Jesus did a perfect work.
耶稣做了一个完满的侍奉。And
when he got up into that true tabernacle, he sat down.
他进到那个真帐幕的时候，他能够坐下来。It's
done.
因为已经完成了。It's
finished.
成功了。We
start there.
从那个作为我们的起点。Now
does that sound strange to you?
听起来奇怪吗？
The writer of the Hebrews was saying, if we see our Lord Jesus and the grandeur of his work, we enter the rest of faith.
这本书的作者告诉我们，如果我们看见基督与他所完成的工作，那我们的信心就能够有安息。Now
what is that rest of faith?
什么叫做信心的安息？
He said, you must enter that rest.
他告诉我们你要进入那个安息。
Cease from your works as he ceased from his.
那就停了你的工作，像他安息一样。
Now what is that rest of faith?
什么叫做信心中的安息?
Is it, you say, well, God's got to do it, I quit.
那是不是意思是说，这神去做吧，我不干了，退休了。
No.
不是这个意思。
God has already finished the perfect work. Now I need to be involved in that work.
乃是你要知道神做成了他的功，现在他要你来跟他有份。You
see, saints who get a hold of this reality, it marks their life with a certain rest.
如果你能够看到这个属灵的实际，那你的信心里面就能够有安息。
I love the way the writer says in Hebrews chapter 12, you have already come to Mount Zion.
这个作者在12章的时候，他表达说，我们已经来到那一个西乃山了。Oh,
now we sing, we're marching to Zion.
但是我们唱的诗歌是我们朝着西安进步。And
we say, oh yeah, yeah, one day I'm going to get to Zion.
有一天我们会走到那里的。Unless
you see that you're already at Zion,
但事实你要看的是，你已经在西安。Then
you can never climb Zion.
不然的话，你永远不可能爬上这一座锡安山。Faith
lays hold of an unseen reality that's finished and done and works from there.
所以，整个的神的工作乃是你必须借着信心。 看见那个看不见的，神已经做成的，从那里才是我们开始的起点。All right,
so now how can we take part in this now? Now I've gotten you all looking up in the heavens.
现在我把你的眼睛通通带到天上去了，那到底我们现在怎么来开始呢？
But now the Lord wants a testimony of that here on earth, you know.
今天神的见证是要在地上。
You know, some people are so spiritual. They say, oh, yes, it's done, it's done. They never gather with anybody. They're lonely people.
但今天有很多的基督徒说，神既然已经在天上都做好了，我们天使现在地上呢，就不需要跟任何人在一起啊。
They say,
已经完成了。
It's okay, it's just Jesus and me.
就是耶稣与我。
That doesn't build the house of God.
你如果只有耶稣与你的话，你就不需要建一个神的家
了。How can we cooperate with this?
那现在问题是我们怎么跟神配合？
Now let me ask you straight up.Do you believe the Lord already has built His perfect church?
你相不信主耶稣已经建成了他那个完美的教会？
There it is. It's done.
It's 是已经做好了。
But here we are in time, not eternity.
今天我们所在的是在时间的里面，不是在永远的里面。
And here there are vital things to lay hold of as the tabernacle is fitted and ordered.For His presence.
那今天在时间的里面，我们怎么样与他配合，让这个见证能够彰显出来
？I only want to mention two things.
我提两个点。
But the Lord has sent from His true tabernacle two things to this earth that will promise its finished work.
在这个两件事情，神要让我们看见他天上的那个工作做好了。
What are those two things?
那这两件是什么呢？
Our great high priest only needs two tools.
这一位大祭司他需要两个工具。
And he can produce a glorious church.
他就能够把这个荣耀的教会带出来。
What are those tools?
那这个工具是什么呢？
When he died on the cross and rose again for us.
当他死在十字架上，然后从死里复活。
He gave us from heaven life.
他就从天上把一个新的生命赐下来
Zoe life
这个新的生命就是那一个非受造他自己的生命
Eternal life
这个叫做永生的生命
Uncreated life
这不是一个非受造的生命
Now you remember up there in the tabernacle there were those four Zoe things flying around
在异象中你看见在宝座前有四个活物
Now, our Lord Jesus said, I have come to give you Zoe and give you it abundantly.
所以主在约翰福音里面有做这样伟大的宣告，我来了就是要把生命赐给你们。
This Zoe that is in you and I is the same Zoe that's in heaven.
这个非受造的生命在你的里面，在我的里面，这个生命是从天上神那里来的。
John tells us in his first letter that Zoe is fellowship with the Father and with the Son, and we have entered into this life. He is the Word of Zoe.
所以约翰在他的书信里面就告诉我们，这个非受造的生命是父与子相交的生命。那今天他又把我们带进到这一个生命中，这样我们就与神相交。
There's a life in you and I.
这个非受造的生命在你的里面，也在我们的里面。
It comes from heaven.
因为是从上面来的。
And it will take us to heaven.
那凭着这个生命，他把我们带到上面去。
It cannot be defeated. It cannot die.
这个生命不会失败，这个生命不会死亡。
It will find its end.
他能够找到他的终局。
God has purposed that by this Zoe we should be gathered together unto Christ.
所以主的目的就是借着这个生命让我们与他的儿子相聚。
Now it's hard for us to believe we have this life, isn't it?
我们好像信不过来。
Ah, but it's there.
但是这是一个事实。
I like this little portion here in Hebrews chapter 7 as it talks about our Lord himself.
在这本书第七章
Because If I may say, it shows us some of the character of this Zoe life.
在这几节圣经里面说到这个非受造的生命。
In verse 26 of chapter 7,
26节,
For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners.
像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人。
Do you believe you have a holy life in you?
你相信你里头有一个圣洁的生命吗？
An innocent life in you?
一个无邪恶的生命吗？
A life that's separate from sin.
从罪恶被分别出来的生命吗？
Now this life has to be formed. This life has to be developed in us.
这个生命必须在我们里面被神组织出来。
But it's there.
它存在那个地方。
And it will grow.
而这个生命要成长。
And it will be shaped into the likeness of Christ.Our great high priest.
这个生命要被神的手来磨造成儿子的形象。
Now, this must seem incredible for you to believe as you listen to me and look at me to think that this life could shape me into the likeness of Christ.
所以你看到我这样的一个人居然能够被神这个生命来磨造成为像他儿子一样。
Now, I'm sure it's much easier for you to believe about you, but about me, it seems impossible.
你可能想对你来讲应该容易一点，要在我的身上能够实现的话，好像太困难了。
But in the scriptures, we see so many amazing things the Lord does by his life.
所以你从圣经的见证里面，你都看出来，这个生命做了许多无法想象的事情。
You know, I was thinking just this afternoon about Judah.From whose line Jesus was born.
我今天下午在默想的时候，我就想到圣经里面，这个犹大生命，就是说在这个耶稣的出生是从犹大支派里面出来的。
This son of Jacob, he was a mess.
这个儿子在十二个儿子里面实在是个。
He did things wrong. He had children by a harlot.Oh, he was a mess.
他的一生实在是一塌糊涂。
He sold his brother into slavery in Egypt.
他把他的兄弟卖到埃及做奴隶。
Whoever could believe that he would develop the character of praise and be a lion?
像这样的一塌糊涂的性格的人，怎么有一天他能够像犹大的狮子做耶稣的祖先呢？
Only God can do such a thing.
只有神有这个本事。
Then I thought about those people who came into the cave when David was hiding from King Saul.
然后我就想到那一些当大卫王躲在山洞里面躲避他那个逼迫他的扫罗的时候，有一堆人来跟随他。
Now did you read the lives of these men?
然后去读一读这些跟随大卫的这些人都是这些无赖。
They were wanted by the law.
他们都是法律
they didn't pay their taxes.
他们也没有赋税都是这些亡命之徒
they were misfits
他们在这社会上都是人所瞧不起的
they were gangsters
黑道人物
I don't think he translated that anyway but they came together in the cave with David
这些人都跑到大卫的山洞里面来了
And they came out mighty men.
但是后来他们变成勇士。
Such was the influence of this David.
因为他们被大卫的生命所影响。
Jesus is your high priest.
耶稣基督是你的大祭司。
He's interceding day and night for you.
他日夜的为你祷告。
He's standing in your life to build that Zoe into something that has godly shape.
因为他在你的里面放了一个永生的生命，他要在那里做工，在这个生命上面。
Which brings us to the second thing the Lord provided from heaven to assure that we come to this glorious tabernacle.
那神为着他的见证，还赐下第二个工具。
Now what's that?
那是什么呢
？The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
What a wonderful intercessor we have in the Holy Spirit.
我们有这一位奇妙的代祷者。圣灵
I like this little passage there in Romans chapter 8.
罗马八章有这样一句话说
And a lot of this working and shaping is being done by the Holy Spirit within us.
我们生命中有许多的工作是因为圣灵在那里做工的缘故
Verse 26.
第八章二十六节
In the same way the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit himself...intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替众圣徒祈求。
The Holy Spirit was sent upon us as the church to make a bride.
神从天上把圣灵打发来，在地上来为他的儿子预备一个心腹。
And he's working out our circumstances in order to present us perfect.
他就兴起各样的环境在我们身上做工，要把我们做成一个合他心意的。
We're praying in one language and he's praying in another language.
我们用这样的一个语言祷告，圣灵用说不出来的叹息又在那里祷告。
We're saying, Lord, get me out of this mess. And the Holy Spirit is saying, Lord, pour it on.
我们的祷告说，神啊，救我在这个脱离这个可怕的时刻。但是圣灵祷告说，再加几度上去。
He knows just how to...reinterpret our prayers according to the will of God.
所以你会发现圣灵常常把我们的祷告再重新翻译一次，把这个祷告变成更有效。
Then the Holy Spirit has found the perfect environment for your perfection.
所以
the church.
所以圣灵就在教会里面预备了很好的环境让我们去受训练。
All those people that you gather with,
那些与你相聚会的人,
they're perfecting you.
他们正在造就你。
They're helping you.
他在帮助你。
They're shaping you in patience and long suffering.
训练你的耐心，训练你的长久忍耐。
They're teaching you to look at unseen things instead of looking at them.
他教你怎么样看那个看不见的，不要看他们。
Oh, the Lord is doing a great thing.
神实在做奇妙的工作。
You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
在哥林多前书第三章,
where Paul is talking about the building of the church,
保罗在那里说到教会的建造。
And about how it's important to build with gold and silver and precious stones.
保罗在那里提醒我们怎么样能够用金银宝石建造。
When he comes to verse 16,
但是他谈到第十六节。
Now we usually interpret this personally.
我们基本上是讲到人。
Because it's in the plural, it's actually talking about us corporately.
但实际上不是讲我们个人，乃是说到我们的团体。
Now, do you not know that you are now the tabernacle or temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，或者说神的帐幕，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, we need to look past what we can see, because when we gather together, the Holy Spirit is in charge of this tabernacle.
我们必须把眼睛从这个看得见的部分看到那个看不见的部分，你要看见圣灵正在做工。
He's pressing us for oneness.
他要把我们做成一。
For holiness.
做成成圣。
For life.
把生命表现出来。
For light.
让我们看见神的光。
It's because of the high priest's intercession continually going on for us.
这些会发生是因为那位大祭司一直在那里为我们祷告。
You know, when we gather together and the Lord begins to bless us and he pours out his grace on us,
当我们开始聚集的时候，你就可以看到神的恩典常常倾倒在我们的身上。
We all marvel at the great things God is doing.
在那一段时期，我们就可以看见神做了好多很大很稀奇的事情。
But when we go through problems,
但是慢慢我们开始有问题了。
And there's frictions among us,
我们彼此之间有摩擦了。
Or we go through some definite persecution,
或者你经过了一些逼迫了。
The Holy Spirit is using these things too.
但是你要认识，这是圣灵许可用神用的方法。
Now there's some Christians who, because of their carnality, only want to be happy Christians.
那你会发现在我们中间有一些人他是比较属肉体的，他都是希望天天过得快快乐乐的生活。
But the Holy Spirit will make us joyful Christians.
但是圣灵要让我们做一个喜乐的基督徒。
Only the Holy Spirit could speak to us by the word of God and say, Count it all joy when you enter into diverse trials.
只有神的话能够告诉我们，当我们去经历那些极大的难处， 困苦的时候，你要有喜乐。
Now, brothers and sisters, I've spent long enough telling this story.
我想我讲的够多了。
Because we're in the last days.
我们现在在末世。
And we will experience pressure.
我们会遭遇到很大的压力。
And it's unto perfection.
那要让我们达到完全。
Everything that the Spirit does in our lives.
每一件神许可发生在我们身上的。
Every bit of shaping that that life comes into conformity to Christ.
这个每一个神的手下来的时候，都是要让我们磨到有那个某一个角度要像他的儿子。
None of that's in vain.
没有一件是白费的。
It all ends up in the New Jerusalem.
这每一个神做的事情，最终的结局都是在新耶路撒冷。
When you end up a precious stone.Glorious, transparent, and full of Christ in the New Jerusalem, you'll praise God for both blessings and problems.
如果你真的看见在新耶路撒冷你是那一个透亮的明镜的宝石，那你会为今天神在你身上所做的大大小小每一件事情感谢神。
He's working on us.
因为他正在做工。
Even on these earthly tabernacles.
在这一个地上的帐篷。
He wants Christ to be seen in us.
神要让他的儿子在我们的身上彰显出来。
You know, here's what the main point is.
这里的重点。
How is this tabernacle going to be ordered and fitted and made holy for his presence?
这个地上的帐幕能够神怎么样做工，然后把它拼在一起，能够使神能够住在我们中间呢？
What's the main point?
那个基本点重点是什么呢？
We have such a high priest.
这个重点就是我们有这样的一位大祭司。
That's our point.
这是重点。
I don't think you could be a worker for God who really and faithfully serves God without being discouraged if you just look at the things upon this earth.
如果你是一个侍奉主的工人，你如果在那里拼老命办，但是却没有看见基督，你在这个地上看地上所有的这些事情。
Now cast your eyes upon Jesus, our Lord and High Priest.
你就会灰心，除非你把你的眼睛往上看。
Listen,
看 sorry.
Listen to him say, "It is finished."
你要听见这一位主向你说，已经做成了。
I have sanctified.
我已经做成，把你分别为圣了。
And in eternity.He has already glorified.
在永世里面他已经得着那一份荣耀了。
Oh, this eternal work that's going on came because Jesus brought eternal redemption, we read tonight.
这个永远的荣耀是因为今天我们在主的话语里看到主说我已经把那个永远的救赎完成了。
Let's look away unto Jesus.
让我们注目在他的身上。
The author and finisher of our faith.
是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Right? Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God.
他因为看见那一个极大无比的荣耀就能够忍受那现在自战自清的苦楚。
I don't know what to tell you about the time.
我没有办法告诉你时间。
We're far from perfect.
我们离那个完美很远很远。
But we're nearly ready.
但是我可以告诉你，我们几乎差不多了。
Be faithful.
要坚持你的信心。
See him who is unseen.
看见他那位眼睛看不见的那位。
See his perfect work.
看见他那个完美的工作。
Let's live out of that reality.
从那个作为我们的起点。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, this is what we pray.
主，这是我们的祷告。
Oh, for your life in the midst of your tabernacle.
你的生命在这一个帐幕中。
For your enthroned presence among us.
你在我们中间设立你的宝座。
We don't need to know facts.
我们要看见这个事实。
But we need your presence.
我们需要你的同在。
Your ministration.
你的管理。
Your intercession.
你的代祷。
Your sanctifying work.
你成圣的工作。
Stand in the midst of us as a high priest.
在我们中间所站立的就是我们的大祭司。
Light the lampstand.
求你点亮你的金灯台。
Help us see reality.
让我们看见属灵的真实。
For the sake of our great high priest.
是为着你自己大祭司的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.